Hearty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to the sunny side of sports.
Yes, my friend.
The sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports.
The sunny side of sports show.
Great show, bro. This is sunny side of sports.
Sunny side of sports right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Our starting line on the sunny side of sports is African athletics. Kenya's Olympic women's marathon champion, Jemima Sumgong, was given a four-year ban by her country's anti-doping agency Tuesday for using the blood booster EPO. The penalty comes 7 months after the International Association of Athletics Federations, or IAAF, the sport's world governing body, announced the 32-year-old Sumgong tested positive for EPO in an out-of-competition test. Sumgong has the right to appeal the four-year ban, which will date from April 3, 2017. Last year in Brazil, she became the first Kenyan woman to win an Olympic gold medal in the marathon. In addition to her Olympic success, Jemima Sumgong has won marathon titles in London, Rotterdam, and Las Vegas. Her case follows that of Rita Jeptu, Sumgong's former training partner and her Kenyan countrywoman. Jeptu tested positive for EPO in an out-of-competition test in Kenya in 2014, and she also received a four-year ban. Still with Kenyan athletics, 24-year-old Jeffrey Kamwar is savoring his recent New York City Marathon title.
For me, it feels special, it feels fantastic in its own way. Winning a medal in championship is always a special moment of my career, but winning this one is the most special of my career also.
Jeffrey Kamwar clocked 2 hours, 10 minutes, and 53 seconds in New York. He finished only 3 seconds ahead of fellow Kenyan Wilson Kipsang, the former world record holder at the marathon distance. Now, Jeffrey Kamwar already has built an impressive international athletics resume. Jeffrey won a silver medal in the men's 10,000 meters race at the 2015 IAAF World Championships in Beijing, China. In addition, Jeffrey has won 2 gold medals and 2 silver at the IAAF World Cross Country Championships, as well as 3 gold medals and 1 silver at the IAAF World Half Marathon Championships. And now he has his biggest full marathon title in New York. What's next, Jeffrey?
Okay, I think for now I want to go and rest. And maybe when next year, come next year, we are going to plan with my coaches and management. And then I will know what is next year. And I would like to come back to New York next year.
That's Jeffrey Kamwar, the 2017 New York City Marathon Men's Champion. I'm Sonny Young. And you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Kenya yaleo, Kenya yaleo, usipoka sana takufa masikini. Kenya yaleo, haipendi uvivu, usipoka sana takufa masikini. Kenya yaleo, Kenya yaleo, usipoka sana takufa masikini.
Hello sports fans, this is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Oh, keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep
From Pink to Pitbull, Beyonce to Bruno Mars, the hits live here on the Top 20 Countdown. Hi, I'm Ray McDonald, and for the past 30 years, I've been counting down the very best of the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles Chart. The hit list never sleeps, so don't you miss a moment of the action. Join me every Thursday for the Top 20 Countdown, right here and worldwide on the Voice of America.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossing. I feature music and interviews with your favorite artists from all around the world. And you can not only listen, but you can interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT on VOA.
Thanks, Larry. We look forward to your next Border Crossing show. Speaking of crossing borders, the energetic Andy Edwards will be crossing a few this week. London-based Andy is packing his bags for Greece and coverage of Sunday's Athens Marathon. Andy says he'll also be in Athens for Friday evening's Ames Best Marathon Runner Award ceremonies. The gala evening is organized by Ames, the Association of International Marathons and Distance Races. Andy says Kenya's Olympic champion, Eliud Kipchoge, is aiming for a hat trick at the gala, having won the Ames Best Marathon Runner Award for the past 2 years. In National Football League action Monday night, the Detroit Lions scored a 30-17 road victory over the Green Bay Packers. Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford passed for 361 yards and two touchdown passes to Marvin Jones as Detroit snapped a three-game losing streak. The Lions now have 4 wins and 4 losses. Meanwhile, the Packers lost their 3rd straight game and, like the Lions, have a 4-4 record. The reigning National Football League champion New England Patriots have won 6 of their first 8 games in their quest for another Super Bowl trophy. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2017, let's look back to February 5th, when the Patriots won their 5th Super Bowl title. Let's stand up and give another sunny side of sports salute to the New England Patriots, who staged the greatest comeback in Super Bowl history to clip the wings of the Atlanta Falcons 34-28 in overtime in the biggest game in American-style professional football. The Patriots trailed 28-3 in the 3rd quarter in the southwestern U.S. city of Houston, Texas, but they scored the next 31 points in an epic rally to win their 5th Super Bowl title. All 5 Super Bowl trophies have come under the leadership of star quarterback Tom Brady and head coach Bill Belichick. Brady gets my vote as the greatest quarterback of all time with his unprecedented 5th Super Bowl title. He passed for a Super Bowl record 466 yards, completing 43 of 62 passes, the most pass attempts in Super Bowl history, and he was named the game's most valuable player.
They're all special, and, you know, 2 years ago came down to Malcolm making a play, and this year down 25 points. I mean, it's hard to imagine us winning, but took a lot of great plays, and that's why you play to the end. It's a 60-minute game, and, you know, halftime, I'd say we weren't down at all. I mean, we were disappointed in the way we played and knew that we could go out and do a lot better in the second half.
In the overtime period, with the score tied 28-28, Tom Brady drove the Patriots down the field and then handed the football off to running back James White for a 2-yard touchdown run.
James White is just, you know, he's everything you want in a teammate and a football player, and dependable, consistent, durable, the best attitude, brings it every day, and, you know, we just kept going to him. So I think that speaks for itself.
What about Patriots head coach Bill Belichick? Let's let him speak for himself.
What a game, huh? What a game. Can't say enough about our team. You know, we got some really good coaches. I thought that our coordinators, Matt, Josh, and Joe, did a tremendous job in handling the game. There's a lot of great situational football adjustments, and just they just kept coaching. We just kept trying to, you know, find a little crack in the armor and keep plugging away. And, you know, our team just showed great mental toughness throughout the game. Just never really flinched, even though the score was so against us for so long. But they just kept plugging away, just kept fighting, just kept trying to make plays.
That's Bill Belichick, the head coach of the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, who definitely made some big plays in winning their 5th Super Bowl trophy. There were numerous records set during this 51st edition of the Super Bowl. This was the first Super Bowl to go to overtime in 51 editions of the big game. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all the way if you keep on the sunny side of life.
All right, Roy.
Let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moments be cloudy or fair, let us trust in our Savior always to keep us everyone in His care. So keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help you every day. It will brighten all the way if you keep on the sunny side of life.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America.
Our Voice of America listeners can also follow me on Twitter. My handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Joining us once again on the show is Andrew Palcheski, the Voice of America's social media reporter. Sporty greetings, Andrew.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Good to be here with you.
Welcome back, Andrew. What's trending on this Tuesday?
Well, there's one story here in the United States that's been trending and really dominating the headlines over the past couple days. This past Sunday, a gunman shot and killed 26 people at a church in the state of Texas in a small town about 30 miles southeast of the city of San Antonio, Texas. Now, on Sunday night, just after that shooting, the San Antonio Spurs in the National Basketball Association took on the Phoenix Suns at San Antonio's AT&T Center, with the Spurs winning 112-95. Now, following that Spurs win in the post-game press conference, at a time when coaches and players would usually talk about how they played, what went well, what didn't, you didn't hear anything like that from San Antonio head coach Greg Popovich. Now, Popovich is known for being outspoken. He's not afraid to verbally spar with the media and tell it like it is. If his players played poorly, he says so. If they need to do something better, he says so. He lays all his cards out on the table, so to speak. But he's also arguably one of the more outspoken coaches in the NBA and in sports generally when it comes to social and political issues. So on Sunday night, Sonny, after the shooting, Popovich spoke for just 22 seconds after the game, but his short statement said volumes. Take a listen to what Popovich had to say.
We won a basketball game, but considering everything that's going on today, it's pretty meaningless. When you think about the tragedy that those families are suffering, it's just inconceivable and impossible to put your head around. So I think talking about basketball tonight is probably pretty inappropriate. So you guys have a good night.
A very short statement there, just not focusing on basketball at all, looking about the shooting, talking about the shooting and the victims and their families. Fans, after that statement, were praising Popovich for another instance where he's told it like it is, but not necessarily about sports, about what's going on in the country and just right miles from where his team plays. He's earned a lot of respect from fans on social media because he showed respect for the victims in this display, as one person says on social media, a display of character and integrity. Now, you have some people taking it a bit to the extreme, saying pop for president. They're saying that it was, you know, a statesmanlike act that he showed there. And even fans who aren't fans of the Spurs and aren't necessarily fans of Popovich as a coach say that they're fans of his message and how he acted. So it does go to show that sometimes there are things that supersede sports, and this was one instance of that in San Antonio.
And I would agree with you, Andrew, that Coach Popovich, definitely one of the more outspoken coaches in terms of social issues here in the USA.
He is indeed, and it's something that has endeared him to some fans and in some cases has made him an enemy of other fans. But this case, this statement was so short, so focused on the victims and their families that he received near universal praise. Now, the Spurs are the only major professional sports team in San Antonio, so it makes sense that Popovich would address this shooting. It happened just 30 miles or so from where the team plays, but he wasn't the only coach that spoke out. Steve Kerr, coach of the Golden State Warriors, also talked about the shooting after the Warriors won over the Miami Heat on Monday night. Now, he had a much lengthier statement. It went on for a few minutes in his post-game press conference, but Kerr said in part, "We have to look at the issue of gun violence as having nothing to do with partisanship or political parties. It's got to be a public safety issue and a public health issue." Now, like Popovich, Kerr is being praised by many fans on social media for speaking out. However, his message took more of a political tone, so some saying that he should stick to basketball rather than talking about politics, talking about things like gun control, which is a very contentious issue here in the U.S. That's part of the reason why we saw maybe more of a mixed reaction to Kerr's statement than Popovich's, because he waded into some of the political and policy territory. But both of these cases, both Popovich and Kerr, are examples of what we've seen time and time again in sports, Sonny, that the athletes and coaches have a platform to speak out about issues, not just in sports, but in society, and push for social change. You know, we've been talking about the NFL protests for weeks and months that they've been going on, and that's been really the marquee instance where we've seen social change on the stage of sports. But it happens in other instances too, and it happens in times of tragedy. And so this is another instance where sports intersects with the issue we face every day. And we're seeing that with Kerr and Popovich speaking out and trying to lend their platform as two of the biggest coaches in the National Basketball Association to speak out and do some good.
Kerr and Popovich, two of the biggest coaches, coaching two of the most successful clubs in the NBA, the Spurs and the defending champion Warriors. Another club with a proud pedigree is trending, I understand, Andrew.
Indeed they are. The Boston Celtics, after losing their first two games of the season, have recovered and won 9 in a row, giving them a league-best record of 9-2. In fact, the Celtics are the first NBA team to ever win 7 straight games after an 0-2 start. And the nice thing about that record, they've already got to 7, then they got to 8, then they got to 9. Every time they win as part of the streak, they just keep adding to that record. So it's kind of a cool thing for the fans in Boston. Now, part of that recovery and that turnaround may be inspiration that the team is getting from one of its biggest players, who actually is inspiring the team not on the court. Well, he is on the court, but not quite. And I'll explain. Gordon Hayward, of course, in the first game of the NBA season, had a gruesome leg injury. He landed awkwardly on the court, broke his leg. It was a scene that played out on social media around the world, people seeing the video and the photos of that injury. Of course, that injury means that Hayward is out for the season, but after successful surgery to repair the break, he's on his way to a full recovery. So that's very good news. Now, this week, we got a glimpse into that recovery, and it shows that just because you have a broken leg, Sonny, doesn't mean you can't keep your basketball skills sharp. Danny Ainge, who's the Boston Celtics general manager, posting a photo on social media that shows Gordon Hayward sitting in a chair just inside the free throw line, taking practice shots. Even though he's sitting, he can't stand because of his leg, he's still taking those shots and practicing his shooting on the court. Ainge writing with that picture, he's putting in the work, and fans agree. They said it's great to see him back on there. Even though he's not on the court playing with the Celtics, he's on the court trying to recover. And just 3 weeks after he had that gruesome leg injury, so pretty speedy recovery time, pretty speedy this path that he wants to get on to get back on the court and be playing again. Hayward said it was an incredible feeling, not just to be back on the court and begin the process of recovering, but to maintain his physical health and his mental health and to remain active in basketball as best he can. So he may not be on the court with his teammates, he may not be playing every night under the lights on the court, but he is there on the court doing what he can to try to recover and to try to, I think, inspire his team. And if the 9-2 record, the 9 straight wins, are any indication, I think he is inspiring them.
We wish Gordon Hayward well in his recovery. One player who's definitely inspiring the Celtics lately, Andrew, Kyrie Irving, the offseason acquisition from the Cleveland Cavaliers. He helped spark the team to a 110-107 road victory on Monday night over the Atlanta Hawks. So Kyrie Irving paying dividends. And I know you've talked about him as his alter ego, Uncle Drew, on social media. he trends there, too.
Yes, he does. So far, it looks like that big blockbuster trade between the Celtics and the Cavaliers, the Celtics are reaping all the benefits. Cavaliers, not so much so far.
Andrew Palcheski, the VOA social media reporter. Thank you, Andrew.
Thanks, Sonny.
And that wraps up the November 7th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer John Dryden. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has announced that pending consultation with Congress, the United States will provide up to $60 million to support a promising and developing regional counterterrorism effort in the Sahel. The assistance will support activities for a joint counterterrorism force that the group of five G5 Sahel states, Burkina Faso, Chad, Mali, Mauritania, and Niger, agreed to set up earlier this year to fight terrorist and violent extremist groups such as Al-Qaeda in the Maghreb, ISIS, and associated groups. In a statement, Secretary Tillerson said, defeating terrorism depends on making sure terrorist organizations cannot have safe havens on any continent. This is a fight we must win, and these funds will play a key role in achieving that mission. He went on to say that this pledge will bolster our regional partners in their fight to ensure security and stability in the face of ISIS and affiliated groups and other terrorist networks. In remarks at a Security Council briefing on peace and security in Africa, U.S. Representative to the United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke of the violence that has spread across the Sahel. Not only from terrorists, but from criminals who traffic in drugs and human beings, seeking to profit from the chaos in the region. She praised the men and women of the armed forces of the G5 Sahel countries, as well as the UN peacekeepers who are serving in the world's most dangerous peacekeeping mission in Mali. Ambassador Haley promised that the United States will continue its long-standing bilateral support to the G5 members' security forces. Speaking of the new pledge of up to $60 million for the Joint Counterterrorism Force through bilateral assistance, she noted that the force will need ongoing support and that the United States is eager for opportunities to work closely with its partners to make the effort a successful one. Ambassador Haley emphasized, however, that the G5 force must be first and foremost owned by the countries of the region themselves. We expect, she said, that the G5 countries will take on full regional ownership of the force within a period of 3 to 6 years, with continued U.S. engagement. This is the approach that will be most effective in the end, in freeing the region from terror. We welcome this regional ownership of security and stabilization in the Sahel, said Ambassador Haley, and we will continue to stand with the people of the region.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Hello, I'm Linor Moudou. Please join me live every Tuesday at 17:30 UTC in VOA's health program, Health Chat. Hear from doctors, nurses, international experts discussing the health issues of your concern. Health Chat puts listeners directly in touch with medical professionals. You can talk to them live for free or email your questions. Health Chat brings the medical professionals to your home.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
When news breaks, VOA News is there.
VOA.
Around the clock, listen to VOA newscasts on the top of each hour, along with our detailed news shows and analysis.
VOA News. We're online at voanews.com.
At voanews.com.
VOA, your trusted source of news and information.